This week on Indian Times, an encore presentation of an interview with Buffy St. Marie. She came last March to Norman, Oklahoma to entertain and to educate. Fights with missiles and with spears. In the early 1960s, Buffy St. Marie, all alone, toured North America's colleges, reservations, and concert halls. She came after the Beatniks and before the hippies. She was met with enthusiasm by audiences and record executives who were expecting an Indian princess in fringes, but were instead entertained and educated by a dose of Native American reality in the flesh. Since those first concert tours, Buffy St. Marie continued to grow her music as well as her life experience. A victim of political blacklisting, she also received many awards, including a Golden Globe and Academy Award for her song, Up Where We Belong. She spent 5 years on Sesame Street, scored movies, and raised a son. She is one of those rare people that has melded her passions with her art, politically and otherwise.
I'm coming really because of the pipeline issue. Although I was born in Saskatchewan, like a lot of Aboriginal people in Canada, we're very, very much aware of this issue.
Maybe I can get your opinion on Idle No More, which also began up in Canada.
Idle No More was actually started in my home province of Saskatchewan by four women, three of them Aboriginal. And, you know, it's a very, very exciting movement because Idle No More is not some kind of organization, you know, with a president and a vice president and a secretary and roles. No, it's an acknowledgement that many, many of us have been working year after year after year on environmental issues and treaty issues, sovereignty issues, other things that have been attacked by this bill. Briefly, and it just for people who might not know, there was a bill passed recently by the Canadian Parliament, and it had some good things in the bill. However, every now and then, there were these little booby traps for the environment and for Aboriginal people.
Buffy is no stranger to vocalizing on what is important to her.
I've been writing about these issues as a songwriter for a very long time. One of the first songs that I wrote having to do with protection of Indigenous treaties was called Now That the Buffalo's Gone. It became very well known in the 60s, and it was talking about the oldest treaty in congressional archives, which had been signed between the Seneca people and George Washington. Even then, we were protesting. There's a lot of good news, though. Part of the good news is that people are independently, on their own, with their own hearts and brains and experience, sticking up for treaties and, of course, in this case, the environment. And things have gotten better. I mean, social networking has really, really helped to organize what's going on in the case of Idle No More. People from everywhere are able to express their opinions and do it on their own timetables. Yeah, flash mobs all across Canada and beyond the Canadian borders have help to very peacefully, very well coordinated, and yet entirely spontaneously support the issues and educate people at the same time.
Did you think at the age you are now that you would still be in the fight, so to speak?
Oh, I must correct you. It's not a fight. The answer to your question is yes, but it's not a fight. And I really have to correct people when they say, oh, you're a warrior for peace. No, I am not a warrior. I don't make war. Alternative conflict resolution, I think, is a much, much better description of what it is that I was doing then and that I'm still doing. And I'm not at all surprised that I'm still involved in nonviolent struggle and trying to make the world better. And yet, isn't it interesting that the language has changed? We didn't used to talk about fighting for peace.
What sort of thing will you be doing in Norman?
Oh, man, I'm bringing my band to Norman. In the 1960s and 70s, under the Johnson and Nixon administrations, my music was not allowed to be heard in Indian areas. As a matter of fact, you know, the blacklisting that happened with me and some other artists was pretty much nationwide in the U.S., but not in Canada, not in Europe, not in Asia, not down under. So consequently, I've only appeared a couple of times in the past 50 years in Oklahoma, where all the Indians are. I'm not very well known in those areas. You know, the way that artists and outspoken people are kept out of an area is pretty sleazy. it's not like the government comes down on you. It's not like that. You know, a bunch of guys in the back rooms of political administrations make nasty phone calls, and you are out of business. You are not going to appear in those areas. So it's very exciting for me and for Oklahoma audiences, too, to be able to get together on an issue that's so vitally important.
That was Buffy St. Marie, singer, songwriter, Oscar winner, and a Cree, born in Saskatchewan on the Piapots Reserve. Also on stage that cold day was the native blues band Indigenous. This has been an encore presentation. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org. This is not the way we put an end.